going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KM to AM. We're watching the Knicks. The Knicks are up 81-75 with less than 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Maybe you're watching a game. Maybe you're not watching the game because you're listening to me talk about the game, and we will have reactions to that. We will have reactions to the number 3 overall pick to the Giants, Abdul Carter out of Penn State. Also, just came in before the break at number 7. Not the sexy pick, but the smart pick, the solid pick. The under-the-radar quiet pick. The Jets take Armon Membu, the tackle out of Missouri. We will have audio from Abdul Carter, an interview from him at the draft, his reaction. And I am going to try and get the sound from Shane and Dable speaking as well. But again, I mean, I can talk all night. I don't know if you guys have noticed or not. Like, I could fill up this whole room with words until 12 o'clock, dolo, like just me. The whole dynamic here is we get Giants fans to call, tell us how you're feeling, what you're thinking. Now picks are starting to happen right now. Receivers are coming off the board. The first receiver, Teteroa McMillan, comes off the board. Now we're starting to see different players get drafted where it'll start to shake up what's going on. McMillan was projected to go 12 to the Dallas Cowboys. He goes 8 to the Panthers, and that's a spot that people thought Shane, his connections to Carolina, the Giants could trade back up, go there, and take a quarterback. Now the Saints are on the clock at number 9. Will they go quarterback? Zoo?
I mean, this is one for me where I'm looking at the Saints in particular as maybe the spot for Shador. And I mean, if he drops, then everybody becomes in play again. I think the Giants even become in play again if they want to go that route. But the Saints, for me right now, might be the spot. And it's actually crazy. I don't know if I am being a little crazy here, but I feel like this could honestly be a surprise pick, and this could be a Jackson Dart spot. But we're going to have to see.
Yeah. There's been some rumblings. Obviously, he's down there in Mississippi, not far from Louisiana. Kellen Moore might have an eye for this kid, and there's been so many comparisons to Jalen Hurts' game, and I mean, I do know why. Jalen Hurts' game and Jackson Dart's game, who was the offensive coordinator last year with the Eagles, and Jalen Hurts going to the Super Bowl was Kellen Moore. He leaves, goes to New Orleans. Maybe he wants to run that same style offense with Jackson Dart. And I don't know. It's such a high pick right now to take someone like Jackson Dart, who was nobody had him as a top quarterback. He rose from, and I've been talking about this all week, he rose from a bowl game against a Duke team that did not have their starting quarterback, did not have their starting middle linebacker, was missing a couple other players because of NIL in the end of the year, they threw some people in, and it's Duke. And I know he played in the SEC, but man, if you go look at some of those games in the SEC, that Florida game. Okay, we got the next pick. Okay. I got a lot going on. I'm looking at the picks coming in. Okay, this is what I was looking for. We have Joe Shane talking about Abdul Carter and how long this has been on the Giants' mind. So we're going to start feeding in audio from Joe Shane. We'll get something from Abdul Carter, and then hopefully we get some stuff from the Jets and their pick as well. Can we go to that audio from Giants GM Joe Shane talking about their third overall pick, Abdul Carter?
Yeah, Abdul's one of those guys that, as a true freshman, jumped off the film. If you're just watching anybody against Penn State, he's playing off the ball. He's moving at a different speed than everybody else. So as personnel folks, you're always, man, who's that freshman? Like, kid at Ohio State this year, that receiver. Like, you're like, that guy's jumping off the film already. So he was one of those guys. So he was on our radar from early on in August. Like, we got to go see Penn State. We have to go see this guy play. And I was able to see him live at Ohio against Ohio State. I was able to see him live, you know, in the Orange Bowl against Notre Dame. So he was always a guy that was on our radar that is a special talent. And, you know, again, we were just fortunate, you know, to be able to land him.
Can't go wrong with that, honestly. No one can be mad at that pick. And if this guy wreaks havoc, if this guy is on that defense, which he will be, on that defensive line with Dexter Lawrence and Brian Burns, Sexy Dexy, Spider-Man, and then Darth Vader, like, you need to rush the quarterback. You need to hit the quarterback, especially when you're playing against Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Dak Prescott. You need to have the loss of yards. You need to be able to flip the field, all that. It's good stuff. Now let's hear from the Giants head coach, Brian Daboll. And, you know, a lot was made about Brian Daboll being on campus at Penn State and going to breakfast with Abdul Carter a couple weeks ago.
You know, I had a chance to get some breakfast with him when I went down to Penn State to visit my daughter for her parents' weekend. That we had lined up, and in the morning when we were getting ready to leave, I went to a little breakfast spot down there at Penn State that I've been to a few times. And we had a great breakfast, great meeting. He's a great kid, and he's an exceptional player. He's got great quickness, bend. He's hard to block. He played off the ball the year before, and he has some instincts in that area as well. Smart. Just had a really good meeting with him, and then he was up here. Fun guy to evaluate. You know, you look at him from an offensive perspective and things that, you know, I think we might have to do if we ever had to play against him, which we have certain guys in our division that are similar to that. But he's coming in. He's going to do everything he can to, you know, to help us out, and he'll start from ground zero with us and Shane and Charlie. But he's got a great personality. He's a lot of fun to be around, and he's a good football player.
None of that matters besides, is he a dog? Is he going to go in there and tear it up? And is he going to be the type of guy that Giants fans can get MetLife Stadium loud on third down? Like, he talked about that, how he likes to play to the crowd and get the intensity up and the energy up on third down to make a big play, make a big stop. So can't go wrong with that pick. 888-808-1019. Isn't it interesting, like, these coaches and even the GM, they have kids at Ole Miss, kids at Penn State, so they go visit their kids and they can do their jobs. Okay, the next pick is in, and this is the number 9 pick we were just talking about. Would the Saints pick Shedeur Sanders, or are they taking Jackson Dart here?
With the 9th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Kelvin Banks Jr., tackle, Texas.
Now, the tackles are coming off the board quickly here. And Tyler Warren is falling. Jalen Walker is falling. Now, the Bears at number 10. If the Bears don't take Tyler Warren here, what are we doing? What are we talking about? If the Bears don't take Tyler Warren to, like, and I was saying this to somebody the other night, right? We were talking about quarterbacks. And somebody said something about Caleb Williams and not believing in Caleb Williams. I'm like, you're about to be a believer with Ben Johnson. They went out, and the first thing they did was sign 3 new pieces, veterans, to their offensive line. Last year, they used the 9 overall pick on Rome Odunze. They're going to have, like, let's see. The Bears pick is coming in. I'm going to take a call. And we will revisit the conversation if the Bears do what I think they should do right now and take this tight end. It's getting interesting. And update again on the Knicks. It is 88-81. I just saw a turnover by the Pistons. Looks like the Pistons are getting a little frustrated. There's 1 minute to go here. The Knicks have an 8-point lead going into the fourth quarter. This is good. This is what I thought we would see. Some energy out of the Knicks. a different focus, a different look. And what did I say at halftime? We may have 4 out of 5 starters over 20 points in this game. It's looking like we'll potentially get there. 888-808-1019. Alex is in Hackensack on the Fan. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up, Nick? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing good, yo. I just wanted to react to that Giants pick, yo. That's crazy. Such a good pick, though.
It's the obvious pick. It's the pick you got to make. If you're not moving out of the spot and Abdul Carter is there, you got to take him every single time.
No, yeah, for sure. And I had a question, too. Who do you think is going to drop the Shador? He's dropping crazy. People had him for top three.
It is kind of crazy, right? All the talk about the Giants cleats that Shador Sanders had, and you know, Shador Sanders himself even saying that he wanted to beat his dad and go top five, and that's not going to happen. I think he's going to be a Steeler. I think if nobody trades up for him, he could fall all the way to 21 and be a Pittsburgh Steeler, and Mike Tomlin would welcome his brothers, his dad, all that comes with Shador Sanders, prime time, and the Sanders family.
Yeah, that's true. That's really true. Who got the next pick? My bad. I'm not really looking at it right now.
At number 10, the Bears are on the clock. The pick is in. We're going to throw to it soon. And like I was saying, Tyler Warren now falls from a 7 overall potential pick to the Jets. And now we're seeing, we saw 3 tackles go in the first 9 picks because the Jets went tackle. The Patriots went tackle, the Jets went tackle, and the Saints went tackle. So the Bears pick is coming in. I think they got to take Tyler Warren. Thanks for the call, Alex. 888-808-1019. Zoo, let me know when you got it. This is getting interesting because, you know, some of these teams are going to make the sexy pick. We've already seen one receiver off the board, one running back off the board. Tight end hasn't come off the board yet. We have seen now one edge rusher come off the board waiting for the second. 3 tackles, but that makes sense. You want these bookend tackles. You need them. Why? Because they got to stop the edge rushers. These guys that win Defensive Player of the Year, you know, TJ Watt and Myles Garrett, you got to stop those guys. Micah Parsons, you got to stop those guys coming off the edge. So you got to find, you know, the big, strong, athletic guys that can handle that position. But it also doesn't hurt to have a tight end next to that tackle to chip block, to double team a defensive end. And I like what the Chicago Bears potentially could do here if they're going to do what I think they should do. I'm going to text my boy Mike, big Cubs fan, big Bears fan, Blackhawks fan, and of course a Bulls fan. And Ben Johnson, who will forever be linked with Aaron Glenn. I think it's coincidence, but also funny that a lot of people had Tyler Warren going to Aaron Glenn and the Jets. The Jets pass on Tyler Warren. And now let's see if Ben Johnson and the Bears do what I think they're going to do. Play it, Zoo.
So with the 10th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Colston Loveland, tight end, Michigan.
Hold on. Another tight end jumped Tyler Warren. Now, don't get me wrong. This Colston Loveland kid, he was hurt, but like I've watched his film, and I think I remember seeing him play once. He profiles more as the wide receiver type at tight end, and here come the highlights. Hey, Ben Johnson, I'm not going to question Ben Johnson. I would have went Tyler Warren. Ben Johnson being a former tight ends coach turned offensive coordinator, passing game coordinator, offensive coordinator. He obviously knows what he's looking at in the tight end position. But where is Tyler Warren going? At this point, the Dallas Cowboys better take Tyler Warren at 12 if he's there. Where is Tyler Warren going to fall to? So Colston Loveland out of Michigan goes to the Bears. And I'm not mad at the pick. I just didn't think he was jumping Tyler Warren. Tyler Warren won all the awards. Tyler Warren is a prospect that people are looking at as generational, like as a guy that comes in and like after what you saw Brock Bowers, like you know what I think? There it is. Like Colston Loveland, they're looking at his route running and even his frame more akin to a Brock Bowers than a Tyler Warren. But Tyler Warren now slips outside of the top 10. And as Tyler Warren's comp is George Kittle, and I said, George Kittle's getting up there in age, and he's boomer bust, and he's not the same guy that he used to be. Who's on the clock right now? The San Francisco 49ers. They're not going to, I mean, George Kittle's got a few more years. They're not going to draft Tyler Warren. Or are they? Or are they? How old is George Kittle? If I had to guess, George Kittle is 32. George Kittle age. He's 31. He'll be 32 at the end of this upcoming season. That's not time to take it's not time to take his replacement, though. But yeah,
I don't know.
The school of thought is always like be a year or two ahead of it. He can learn from Kittle. If that's his comp, you draft him to learn from Kittle. What's Kittle's contract like?
Bro, here's the other thing too. I mean, just honestly, you look at this and you can really make a case for the 49ers to not only be looking like you're saying, go at it from the perspective of give a year to learn from Kittle, do all the things, you know, really get into the system and integrate yourself over that year. But the way I see it too is like you said, be a year early, not a year late. Maybe they're trying to get out of the business of George Kittle right now. And if they went after Warren, woo, that'd be interesting.
They can void his contract after this 2025 season.
I mean, like, bro.
It's right there. It's right there.
He's there. The guy's there. John, like, that's Lynch, the thing. The guy fell
froggy.
To them.
The it's guy, not like they're the reaching. Next George Kittle or better is staring you at the face right now. Play the board. Play the board.
Yeah, don't be stupid. Don't overthink it. Get the guy.
Oh, my. Play the board. And you lost Deebo Samuel, which you're not regretting that. Kittle's another year older, and this is probably his last year. Like I said, they can void the contract. He'll be an unrestricted free agent after 2025. Go ahead and punch the ticket to get Tyler Warren and have him learn for a year with Kittle, run two tight end sets. I'm trying to think if I can remember who the backup tight end with the 49ers is, if they even really use one.
Do they just use Juszczyk?
Kyle Juszczyk, yeah. He's everything. And he's back with them. This is interesting. I miss watching football. It's funny. I'm such a sports guy. I roll with the seasons. The seasons change, and I just change into the next one. Like, I'm very much in baseball mode right now. It's even hard for me to, like, reach back into my football brain and remember these names and things. And, well, we will get there. 888-808-1019. Waiting on some audio from Abdul Carter and his interview after being drafted with the Giants. And he knew. Even yesterday when he's at the play football thing, he talked about, yeah, I'm from Philly, and he's an Eagles fan, grew up an Eagles fan, but once I come to New York, I got to leave that all behind. He is officially a Giant. This is a guy who for weeks now was signaling that he would be a Giant, talking about Lawrence Taylor. I'm excited to see what he brings. I think that the strong suit of the Giants right away is their defensive line. They're going to be tough for people to stop. I'm going to keep digging and find some more things. A little bit of a shocker. Colston Loveland goes as the first tight end off the board to the Bears at 10. We're waiting on pick 11 to see if the 49ers will get a guy that profiles to be like George Kittle, maybe better, Tyler Warren. Still keeping an eye on the New York Knicks. They're up 93-85, and there's about 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. This is a fun night. Join the show, 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB. Picks are rolling in.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Dude, I don't know if you want to throw to the 11th overall pick. I know we have some Giants audio. I can just go to it. But I was doing all this Tyler Warren talk. You have the 11th overall pick. Run it.
Thank you to our men and women who serve in the United States military for your sacrifices to defend our country's freedom. With the 11th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Mykel Williams, defensive end, Georgia.
So the 49ers do not take the opportunity to get the next George Kittle. They go edge rusher, and now we have our third edge rusher taken. Or no, our second edge rusher taken off the board. Still waiting for Jalen Walker and his name to be called. But Mykel Williams out of Georgia goes. Some people say he's, you know, up there. I knew it. I literally knew it. I knew it. I'm not going to say what I knew about. But I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. We're going to slowly get there. I just have a lot going on here. And I don't want to reveal. While I work on some things, let's go to the audio from Joe Shane Zoo. Joe Shane talking about Abdul Carter, or is this Joe Shane talking about Kayvon? Kayvon. Him. Let's go to Joe Shane talking about picking up Kayvon's fifth-year option after all the rumors and stuff about them potentially trading him and Giants fans waiting for them to trade back in.
We're going to exercise his fifth-year option. We've already told him that. You know, that was earlier this week. So, I know that stuff's out there. But, like, again, it's, you can just throw anything at the wall right now and people go with it. So, Kayvon's going to be here. We're excited to have him. I mean, you can't have enough pass rushers. So, you know, between those guys coming off the edge, Dex in the middle, Nacho, Roy Roberts Harris, you know, I mean, I'm excited about the D-line. We added Ledbetter, so Chauncey Golston, like there's some, you know, we're turning the corner where there's some depth at some of these positions, and that'll really help us. So I'm excited about the group. We're phase one, so, you know, Shane and his staff and Dave's will get together and, you know, figure out the creativity of how they're going to utilize the personnel.
Okay. I think I'd rather, you know, I understand, you know, the picks and even the option with Kayvon, and you can't have too many pass rushers, but I'm still not sure about this defensive coordinator. I low-key said last year I would have fired him. I would have fired Shane Bowen. Somebody had to go. They got rid of DB, safety coach, whatever. Anyway, let's take another call. I have reaction coming up to the number 12 pick, Zoo, if you want to cue that up, the Dallas Cowboys. And let's go to Dean in Verona before we get to that.
Hey, Keith, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hello? Man. This is fun. This is not a regular night on the Fan. This is a lot of fun. It's exciting. And thanks for joining the show.
Sure. Thanks for taking my phone call. So I had real quick, did the Giants trade back up into the first round to get if like Shador Falls or if Jackson Dart is still there? Or did they wait until day two? And then if they wait till day two, you know, who are your options that you think might be a quarterback that could fill in that role or the next player, like if it's a, you know, a defensive or offensive player? I'll let you go. I'll go. Thank you for taking my call. Go Devils.
Let's go Devils. Big one coming up tomorrow. I'm starting to feel like the Giants are content with their win. I'm starting to feel like the Giants are like, we got the best edge rusher on the board. We got a kid that was balling as a freshman. We got a kid that we've had our eye on. You know, we just made a strength, even more of a strength of our team. Now, I don't expect Shador Sanders and Jackson Dart to be available tomorrow. I'm surprised that, you know, there's a chance for Shador and for Jackson Dart to fall into the 20s. If I'm the Giants, I'm playing the board still. I'm not just being content. I would jump, but you know what? They might not have to. They might be able to sit at 34 and take Dart. Dart might be there. If Shador, I think Shador is going to the Steelers. We'll see. There's going to be another trade. Right now, everything is kind of going not chalky, but pretty much as a lot of people are expecting. There hasn't been a lot of trades and movement. Right now, Tyler Warren is free falling, but I think there are a lot of people that have him going to the Colts anyway. The Colts are coming up at 14. Tankathon had the Colts taking Colston Loveland. You kind of swap the tight ends. Colston Loveland ends up being the first tight end off the board going to the Bears. So you think that Tyler Warren goes to 14. But let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. I said at 11, the 49ers don't take the opportunity to take the next George Kittle. They're not done with George Kittle yet. They're not, you know, it's tight end. If they want to take another tight end, they could take another tight end later in the draft. They go get Mykel Williams, who's going to play from day one and is going to wreak havoc. Edge rusher. Now at number 12, the Dallas Cowboys, the Jerry Joneses, the star. Jerry Jones thinks he's the star on the helmet. Tyler Warren falling. I'm looking at that as an opportunity. Yo, go get Tyler Warren. He's there. But the biggest need for the Dallas Cowboys was to replace Zach Martin. Zach Martin hung it up. He's a Pro Bowl guard. He's a guy. And you know what? I was thinking about it, but I was distracted by the other Tyler. Tyler Warren I was distracted by. And I knew that they were going to get Tyler Booker. Tyler Booker is the guard out of Alabama. Can't go wrong with Alabama. Who at the combine said football to him, right? His brand of football is it's legal assault out there. The brand of football I play, I make guys not want to love football anymore. I like that. I like that a lot. I like that a lot out of an interior offensive lineman at his size. He's 6'5", 321. The Cowboys could not run the ball last year. The Cowboys can never protect Dak Prescott, and he can't protect himself. Zach Martin is one of the best picks, Pro Bowler, never gave up sacks, and you need to immediately replace that guy on your offensive line. You go get this kid, Tyler Booker, who is all about violence, and now when you start to look at that Dallas offensive line, they got some big boys. They got some big boys up there, some road graders up there. Tyler Guyton, who's the left tackle that they picked last year out of Oklahoma, he's only going to get better in the next year. And, like, the Cowboys are choke artists. They're always going to fail in the playoffs. But when they had their run of success, even when they had the Great Wall back in the 90s, but this, you know, recent run of success that they had in the 2010s, they had Travis Frederick. They had Zach Martin. They had Tyron Smith. So now they're doing it again. In the years that they could have gotten Johnny Manziel, in the years that they could have drafted a running back or whatever. You know, they drafted Ezekiel Elliott. They had that offensive line. They're building the offensive line. They understand you need those guys in the trenches. It starts up front. So now if you look at the Dallas Cowboys' last few drafts, they've gone offensive linemen. They've gone O-line in the draft, and I think that's smart. They have skill positions. They'll get a wide receiver. This is a deep wide receiver class. But, yeah, they in the last 3 years, and you know what's crazy, too, that I just put together? Three is the magic number. Three guys named Tyler. They drafted Tyler Smith in 2023. They drafted Tyler Guyton in 2024. And now they draft Tyler Booker in 2025. How about them Cowboys? Matt is in East Rutherford on the Fan. Hello, Matt.
Listen, I have a couple reasons. I don't think the Giants should have taken Abdul Carter one bit.
Go on.
If we're really talking, they have too many holes on the roster. The defense, they have edge rushers. They have Kayvon, which they just said they're going to pick up his fifth year. They have Dexter. They have everyone. They have Brian Burns. You just sent, what they sent, like a second with something else for him. Like, they have too many holes in the roster, and I think the offense is bad enough, 31st in the league. You have too many holes, and, you know?
You wanted them to take a quarterback there, and these quarterbacks are falling?
No, I don't like the quarterbacks in the draft. I think you have to trade back and take Tet McMillan there.
Take Tetero McMillan at 3?
No, you trade back and then get him. Trade back to maybe 7 or 8. I didn't see him going that high.
Yeah, it takes 2 to tango. They would need somebody to do that with. He went 8 to the Panthers.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't see him going 8 to the Panthers. I thought I saw him going
12 to the Cowboys.
I thought I was really looking at him on the Bears, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, but they used the pick on Rome Odunze last year at 9. They weren't going to follow that up again. They get their tight end in the future, though. So what do you want to see next from the Giants? If you don't like the Abdul Carter move and you want to see them improve the offense with the next pick, taking a quarterback does not improve the offense this year.
No, it doesn't improve it at all. You just signed, Jameis as the backup. You signed Russ. So I don't like the quarterbacks in this draft. What? And honestly, Luther Burden's a name, too. You have a Mecca Buka there, too. We could have traded even further back.
Matthew Golden. They're about to start coming off because now we're going through a stretch of, there's been 6 picks, 7 picks now without a wide receiver being taken after Tetero and McMillan. Thanks for the call, Matt. Let's go to the 14th overall pick. No, the 13th overall pick, the Miami Dolphins. Run it, Zoo.
With the 13th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Michigan.
All right. So another interior lineman out of Michigan goes in the top 15. Now the Colts are on the clock. They have to take Tyler Warren here. They have to take Tyler Warren here. He can't keep falling. If he does, somebody's going to trade up. Don't let the Eagles or... Hell, the Chiefs could use another tight end. Kelsey is cooked. 888-808-1019. Chris is in Bergen County next on the Fan. What you thinking about, Coach?
Hey, I love that jersey.
The Kenny Pickett jersey. Had to do it, Had to rock the 20th overall pick for the Steelers back in 2023. Was it 23? I think it was 2022.
22.
Yeah.
22. All right. So let's talk about this 21st pick. Scroll down the screen a little bit. Because, let's see, 16 ain't taking a quarterback. 17 ain't taking a quarterback. 18, 19, 20 ain't taking a quarterback. Oh, 21 will.
Yeah.
But nobody past 21 will. So is this kid going to be a day two?
Shador? I don't know. I think the Steelers have to do it. Jackson Dart could be a day two and fall right into the Giants' lap at 34.
Well, who are they going to take? Are they going to take Dart or are they going to take Shador? What's the worst of two evils right now?
Coach, I got to put you on hold real quick. We do have the pick from the Colts. Let's go to it live right now.
With the 14th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Tyler Warren, tight end, Penn State.
Wow, Tyler Warren, Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman Jr., and Daniel Jones. The Colts, Indy, they're back, baby. Daniel Jones is going to be checking it down to Tyler Warren. I don't know. All right, back to Coach. Let's see. What were you last saying, Coach, as far as like, okay, if Shador falls past 2021, he might be a day two guy. I don't know. A lot of people were saying he's going to fall out of the first round today, and I didn't want to believe it, but I can't see the Steelers passing on a chance to take the kid when they have Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson in their quarterback room right now. That's the worst quarterback room in the league.
Well, I think that's if they don't take him at 21 and he drops to day two, you know what? You really got to start thinking about what was going on inside those rooms.
Yeah, like, was it really that bad? Was it as bad as they're saying? I don't know. I don't want to believe that. I felt like it was the Sanders last name.
If you're above average college, you're going to be average league. I don't know. I don't see him as above average.
I mean, he won the Johnny Unitas Award this year. He's a high completion percentage guy.
All right, but also factor into this whole thing, okay? He also had Travis the whole time. His entire career,
yeah,
he threw to Travis.
And that's what a lot of people are saying is a big part of it, because you know Travis can win almost every one-on-one matchup, and he also can get the ball in space and go.
Correct. You know, I will call you back tomorrow and run all the numbers on the yak yardage and everything else with Travis.
Yeah, I know you were on it quickly with the amount of sacks Shador took, because I remember you hitting me with the negative yardage and that started to become a thing.
Neg 50.
Yeah, a lot of these analysts.
Listen, and everybody cries the blues. He had a horrible offensive line, this, that, the other thing. I get it, but if you get drafted in the top 10, you're going probably to a garbage team who has a garbage O-line. And we all know when you move leagues, you go from high school to college, college to the pro. It gets quicker.
Yeah. If you're taking that many sacks in college, it doesn't translate to the NFL. You're barbecue chicken. You're dead meat. You're dead man walking.
Correct. Listen, you're probably better off, and I really hate to say this, but mobility-wise, you're better off with Daniel Jones.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And that's horrible to say. Daniel Jones can run for his life,
run over a linebacker. Shador doesn't have that skill set. He's not fleet of foot at all.
Correct.
He is a complete pocket passer, read the defense, throw the football, accuracy guy. And he's going to have to speed up his internal clock. And in the NFL, what was the guy, Andre Sisco, who came out and said, yo, you're patting the ball. We're jumping that. We're closing on that. So if you already aren't fleet of foot and you pat the football, I don't know. There are a lot of people saying we can't draft you that high.
At the end of the day, okay, what pro-style quarterbacks do we still see in the league that succeed? Every one
Joe
of
Burrow
them is dual threat.
And Joe Burrow had a long rushing touchdown against the Giants.
Can run read option.
Yeah, he can. And he's a next level of cerebral, and he's got Ja'Marr Chase. What other pocket passer? Like true pocket. You can't be Joe Flacco anymore. You can't sit in the pocket. You're done.
No, you cannot.
And Kenny Pickett, my guy, I'm wearing his jersey. He can't survive. He's not a runner. He's a guy that, like, it's just, I don't know how.
The game is changing.
You got to be able to shake. You got to be able to boogie. You got to be able to run a little bit. Even Mahomes can run a little bit. Hurts, the MVP, obviously he can run. Dak can run a little bit. I mean,
it has to be
Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is going to scramble the whole game.
You can't have negative 50 yards.
No, it kills the offense. It kills the drive. It kills your field position.
Yeah.
And these NFL scouts are.
It puts you behind the chains. It gets you off schedule. You can't have that in the league.
Yeah. No play caller wants a quarterback that's going to take a 13-yard loss on first down. And then it's second and 23.
23? Come on.
I don't want to believe it. I want to believe in this kid. This is part of his origin story, though. This is how Shador Sanders becomes. He's going to fall. They're going to keep showing that seat where he's not there. And he's got to fall into the right situation. But he's not a runner. He's not fleet of foot. And he does take a lot of sacks. It's going to take him a while to mature. That's kind of why you thought, hey, maybe the Giants take him and he doesn't have to play for a year or two. And he can develop and he can mature. He's not ready to play in year one.
Where do they draft in day two?
Got to be in the top of the draft. He's the next quarterback. As I'm looking at Mel Kiper's best available, it's Shador Sanders number one. No, Jalen Walker from Georgia is the best available. Even Will Johnson right now. Yes, and absolutely. I know he was hurt. Will Johnson, people thought Will Johnson could go to the Jets at 7. And he's dropping. He's available. Coach, thanks for the call. I got to get some of these other calls in. Now we're cooking. 888-808-1019. And here's Shador Sanders. Finally got him on screen. He's not sitting in that seat. They look a little agitated. They're back in Texas where he grew up. They're not in Colorado. I think they probably canceled the whole Colorado, University of Colorado watch party fest because that was going to get cringy and awkward for the boy. We just retired your jersey thinking that you're going to be a top three, top five pick. You're free falling. Bobby is in Belmore next on the fan. What's up, Bobby?
No Celtic team.
Buddy. Yeah, Carmelo wants the Nuggets to retire 15, but Jokic is wearing it.
Yeah, and he won two playoff series for them. He got a conference final for them. He had won three playoff series in his whole career. But Tracy McGrady didn't win any playoff series, and he's in the Hall of Fame. So anyway, let me get to this draft. Number one, seeing that I want to see how you feel. I know you wanted Warren, the Jets, and I agree. Since Justin is a scrambling, I mean, Justin Fields is a scrambling quarterback, the tackles, I don't think are going to be as important. And I would have drafted a tight end with the Jets with 24th in total offense. Wilson needs a supplement, a complimentary receiver next to him. And I think Wilson, Fields, it would have been a better fit with Fields having a tight end. Look what's happening with the Raiders. With the Georgia tight end from last year. He did have a pretty good year, I would think, all pro.
Yeah, and with no quarterback. They're going to run the ball. That's what they're telling you. They're going to run the ball. Justin Fields is going to run the ball. They got four running backs. Justin Fields, Breece Hall, Braylon Allen, and Isaiah Davis. The Jets are going to be a running first team. Play action second.
Well, they're 92 yards per rush. I mean, 92 yards per game was the worst in the NFL rushing. For the Jets, so I mean,
it's a way different regime. Those guys, that was all Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers not handing the ball off, even on a short yardage. They're not going to Braylon Allen. The Jets' offense is going to look a lot different. They're going to run first, second, and then third down play action. So I think it's going to be a little bit vanilla to start, dumbed down at first, and they take the tackle because they want to make sure that they can block, and it's not to block for the pocket. And even though, you know, Glenn will tell you, yeah, he's throwing from the pocket, they're going to run the football. So they're going to make sure that offensive line is sturdy. And now their offensive line is sturdy. But Tyler Warren gives you the option. He can block. He can catch.
Yeah.
He can run. Like, he gives you a little bit of both. But I guess he wasn't even the number one tight end because Colston Loveland goes to the Bears. All that Tyler Warren hype died really quick.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Now with Saunders, I mean, listen, there's a reason why he attended the draft. I mean, he knew this was going to happen. And, you know, I don't understand how New Orleans, with a new offensive coach and Coach Moore from Dallas, the offensive coordinator, and with an old quarterback who's injured right now, he must have done badly in those interviews. I don't understand how the Saints could not take him. I mean, they're in need of a quarterback as well.
Again, and like it's a new regime with Kellen Moore. They went with the Banks pick, the tackle. They ended up going with just the safe pick. I understand it, but they go Kelvin Banks Jr. out of Texas. It's a safe pick, and it's a guy that could potentially be on your offensive line for the next 10 years. Okay, I just was talking about the best available. Let's go to the Atlanta Falcons pick at 15 overall.
With the 15th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Jalen Walker, defensive end, Georgia.
You got to love it. He gets drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. He just played at the University of Georgia. The kid is from North Carolina. Stays right at home. 888-808-1019. Jalen Walker, in a lot of mock draft, was a top 10 pick. He was supposed to go to the, you know, speaking of North Carolina, he was supposed to go to the Panthers at 8. They go wide receiver, sexier pick, and a needed pick. You know, we're not going to turn this into talking Panthers, but a needed pick. They desperately need a number one wide receiver, and they got that guy. But look at how the board plays. The Falcons last year, and I talked about this earlier, how excited I was last year to come in and do this show. I wore my throwback Michael Vick jersey, and I was raving about Michael Penix Jr. and how I guarantee you see him play in this first year, and how it was a smart pick to take, and yada, yada, yada. They were making calls, and they took enough calls about Michael Penix Jr. where they picked him themselves. Last year, the Falcons were supposed to take an edge rusher, and they said, to hell with the edge rusher. We need quarterback play. We need better quarterback play in this league, and they punted. They were supposed to take Dallas Turner out of Alabama. They said, to hell with that. We can take an edge rusher next year. They get Jalen Walker. Done. Linebacker, edge rusher, Jalen Walker. So you, if the quarterback is there and you like the guy and you think it could work with him, you punch it. You take it. Who feels that way about Shedeur Sanders? Who feels that way about Jackson Dart? You can't tell me that Cam Ward went 1 to Tennessee and Cam Ward was never miles ahead of these guys. It's just, this is how it goes in the draft. Nobody knows how it's going to go. These are guys making decisions, and a lot of these guys, especially in the top, are making decisions, and it's the first big decision they're making coming in as a new GM or head coach, like with the Jets. Jake is in Little Ferry. Jake, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
How's the night going?
I mean, it's good. This is a fun night to be live on air, and you know, not to jinx it, but the Knicks.
Don't talk about it yet. Wait till it's over.
You're right. You're
right. Wait till that's over. But I'm calling in. I'm a Jets fan, diehard. This is my second time calling in on you. So, our pick. What's your opinion on the Jets pick?
I was talking about it earlier in the week that they would make the quiet, safe, smart pick that is not the sexy pick. But we get it, and back-to-back years, they go tackle, and it's like, okay, you can't really mess that pick up. This kid could be, and projects to be, your right tackle for X amount of years, and it's fine. And it's under the radar. Nobody is going to be opening up. They're not going to open up NFL Live and even WFAN. Nobody's going to open up any.
Like, I'm sitting in the parking lot right now. I'm looking at MetLife to the right. I went to the draft party. The whole week, the whole month, all I've been hearing is yes, it's that pick, the one that we just got. It's smart, like you said, like play it safe, lineman, but like Tyler Warren's right there, right? And yeah, play smart, get line, but Jesus Christmas, like, you know, get the tight end that we want. Just go all out. Let's go. Come on, we got Justin Fields for 2 years. We have some options to just run some like different offense. We have a whole new coach, whole new regime. Like, full send it and just have some fun and do it. And, like, we just, yeah, smart pick. I'm happy. But Like,
You got Stone Smart and Jeremy Ruckert at home. You've got two tight ends that can do the job. And instead of taking the game breaker. Yeah, he played at Ohio State with Justin Fields and Garrett Wilson. He's a local kid.
Come on, Jeremy Ruckert.
Jake, I'm with you. I was screaming, go get Tyler Warren because he would be the pick signals to everyone. This is the type of player.
Bittersweet thing, but oh my Lord.
All right, get home safe, Jake. 888-808-1019. I know you said you went to the party. You say you're looking at MetLife right now. Don't be mad at a solid pick. Armin Membu, some people had as the number one tackle in the draft. Don't be mad at your offensive line being intact because they say you got to build through the trenches. Me, I say, this guy could block Tyler Warren. That is, this guy could help you with your offensive line and help your new quarterback and help your new offensive coordinator calling plays for the first time. This is a guy that you could throw a five-yard pass to that could take it to the house. Well, now Daniel Jones is going to be doing little five-yard screens to him, and you know we'll see what the Colts offense looks like. 888-808-1019. 3 hours down, 2 hours to go. KM to AM returns right after this.